League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 and Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So you say there's more airtime, so we think. So we might as well progress and move on with the show. Barry and Joel from Twin Peaks between Kirkwood and the Beltway on I-10 heading inbound. Andreas has a fresh set of soup cans and some string to try and keep us on the air. Nick is holding down the fort back at the station. Nick, you're sick today because I'm sure it's driving you crazy too. We are going to avoid calls because that's been a disaster. And continue to try and move on with news of the day. We talked about the Texans a little bit. Romo, still no decision in Dallas. Now there's headlines on the ticker. He's upset. Doesn't like the way it's being handled. According to sources, Barry, what, the coaching staff, the current coaching staff is wearing Team Dak
t-shirts? Yeah, there's players and coaches, from what I read, that are wearing shirts that say Team Dak. So he's a bit miffed by that. I mean, I can't blame him.
I agree with you. And then the Rockets, of course, with a big one tonight. They play Golden State twice this week. They play them tonight at home. They play them later in the week at Golden State in Oakland. In between, the Warriors, as we mentioned, have one heck of a schedule. They play Rockets tonight, Spurs tomorrow night, then return home to host the Rockets again. So if you're looking for a barometer for your Rockets, the Warriors still playing without Kevin Durant, but at the same time, your Rockets are playing extremely well right now, so a good way to kind of gauge where they are and how far they have to go. You don't want to slip up against Golden State, especially at home, because you do have to play them twice in a week. But I'm looking forward to it. You're going. Nick's going. That should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at they give you the team stats here, and I was it's kind of interesting to see how similar the stats are between these two. Warriors averaging 115.9 a game. Rockets averaging 115.8. Defensively, Rockets are still giving up 108.8. Warriors giving up 104.3, so not great by any stretch of the imagination. Now, all of these numbers, I think, are down a little bit with Durant out, obviously. I think they're scoring. They were 116, 117 a game. So it's dropped a little bit with Durant out. But for the most part, I mean, when you look at, like, right now, they're 7-3 over their last 10. I'm not going to say they're two evenly matched teams, but they seem to be similar teams in the way they play and style and what they're producing against the rest of the NBA, if that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. And Durant out for Anderson out again tonight for the Rockets. It just seems like every time he misses one, he misses multiples. You're getting closer to the playoffs. He's an integral part of what they do offensively for sure. And stretching the floor and being able to shoot the threes, is it concerning to you guys, Nick, you too, as well after Barry?
No, I mean, I'm not worried about it, but you kind of knew this was what you were going to get, you know, potentially with Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon. Yeah. I mean, they both had injury issues throughout their career. So, I mean, with Anderson, the last 2 years in New Orleans, he played in 61 and 66 games. So you've already topped that with the 68 games that he has played. He's only played in more than 66 once in his career until this year, and that was in 2012-2013 for New Orleans. His first year in New Orleans, he played 81. So, I mean, you kind of knew going in that he was a 60, high 60s games per year guy, and that's what you're getting out of him. So, I mean, you should have expected it. I'm not worried about it. In fact, it may be good for him to get a little rest going into the playoffs. Maybe he'll be healthy because they're going to need him. Because we talked about their offense is different when he's not in.
It is.
It's got a different look and feel. I mean, he's one of the few guys that actually posts people up offensively. He's one of he's one of those guys that will stretch the floor from that stretch four position, and it changes the dynamic of what they can and can't do offensively when he's not in there.
Well, I'm also curious to see how that small lineup does against Golden State, because you talk about a team that they've said that they've set this Rockets roster up to be able to try and outscore the Warriors or to shoot with the Warriors and score with the Warriors. Well, especially with a small lineup, that is exactly what Golden State wants to do. They want to run Draymond Green at the five. They want to run four littles along with Draymond and run you into the ground. The Rockets love that. That is their style. That's a playoff series that won't be turned into a grinding half-court seven-game series. That'll be a track meet. And this is going to be a good test. I want to see the home and home. I want to see this week how they stack up. Obviously, Durant makes them a different team. But conceptually and tempo-wise and style of play-wise, these two teams are very similar. Now will the talent match up? And to your point on Ryan Anderson, look, if this was the middle of the season, I'd be okay if he was, having a couple of these games. I'm a little concerned because we're getting towards the end here. And like you said, you need him 100%. You'd like to get him to 100%. I hope he can get there because it worries me that he's putting multiple, DNPs together. Nick, your take?
The Anderson situation that you initially talked about, I think it's going to be okay. Coach D'Antoni does have a good way, a good way of making you feel a bit better. He said at the post game presser that as long as Ryan Anderson gets 2-3 games at the end of the season before going into the playoffs, he feels fine. I tend to think with an ankle injury, you kind of need more, but you don't want to rush him back. I'm a little concerned, and just to bring up the James Harden situation. I know Barry yesterday said that, this might be a good time, and correct me if I'm wrong, Barry, but this might be a good time to rest him. I don't think there's anything good that can come of James Harden playing right now. Maybe the Golden State Warrior game, only because tonight is obviously a national game. But, I mean, that wrist, the way it was wrapped up after the game, it looked a lot worse in my opinion. He was obviously trying to be tough, and he is a tough guy, and he fought through it, but he won't sit out just because of what he said. He's told D'Antoni. D'Antoni took it to the media and said, don't try to rest me. But I think this is the time for him to at least at the very minimum get a good reduction in minutes just because the way his wrist looked like after that one game.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point of resting guys is I know that Pop and some of these other, Tyronn Lue, some of these guys are resting just because they've played so much. But superstar caliber like James Harden, and he's hurt and he's nursing an injury, you admire his toughness for wanting to play through it, but that may not be the smartest thing. And I think cooler heads need to prevail with that guy and say, look, man, take a couple days off and get better because you're no good to us playing injured if it aggravates it and keeps it aggravated going into the playoffs.
I mean, it's apples and oranges, right? We're talking about rest because guys just feel like the season's too long and it's been too grueling. But we've said all along, if you're legitimately hurt, you need to rest. You need to get better. You need to get healthy. And with as valuable as this guy is to this team, as much as we've said he's the head of the snake, he's the straw that stirs the drink, look, between now and the playoffs, you can't afford to have anything happen to James Harden. And Nick, you make a great point because the problem now is he's on record and D'Antoni's echoed these sentiments that he doesn't want to rest and he's going to rest when he's done playing. You don't have to be too tough, okay, because you're not resting for the sake of 4 and 5 nights or just a grueling grind. You can see the amount of tape that's on that wrist during a game. That's his shooting hand, okay? And then after the game, I believe, Nick, from what you're saying too, it's wrapped up even worse.
Well, the cast is so much
They're paying a lot of extra attention to it.
It's so much bigger, Joel. And
so it's a cast. I mean, it's just that weight tape or that structure tape during the game. But after the game, it's a lot worse, right?
Yeah, I mean, during the game, it's wrapped up, but after the game, it looks, I mean, I don't know if I should call it a cast, but it looks very close to a cast. It was, and it wrapped up almost all the way up to his elbow, and I've never seen that. So maybe that was just a precaution made by the doctor, but that's what I saw in the locker room. I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound worse than it is. Maybe that's just
Yeah, they got a great training staff. Well, the Rockets have a great training staff, and they have, you know, extensive medical experts on that staff. But if it's going all the way up to the elbow, they're probably trying to immobilize it as much as possible to get as much healing, and any kind of movement could probably affect it. That in itself tells me, rest the guy. You know, sit him down. We've said over and over, they're basically not going anywhere. They're going to be in the three seed. They're going to, you know, they've solidified where they're going to be, regardless of what happens down the stretch, unless something really crazy happens. So make sure that you're at 100% come playoff time. If that means. You got to have him on the court as 100% as you can. So I just think it makes the most sense. All right. With that, we'll put a bow on it. So we still, we did not have any, you don't have to hang yourself because we made it through without interruption.
Yay.
Nick, by the way, last break, or going to break, in Barry and I's ear when you were giving us cues, it was like a rap song and you were on repeat. And we felt like we were going to do a really? Little remix to you and just turn it into a tune. Yeah, it was awesome. So Nick's back in the studio. Barry and I are here at Twin Peaks, I-10, and Kirkwood. We'll be here till 4 o'clock, till we turn it over to Fred and AJ in the Blitz. So please feel free to be a part of the show. Either tweet us or hit us up on text 713-780-ESPN. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 and Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick back at the studio. Joel and Barry somewhat live. Here at Twin Peaks, I-10 between Kirkwood and the Beltway. Stop on in here. It's standing room only right now, but the line will go quickly for you to get a table. They say scenic views, and they're right.
Please,
getting ready for a happy
everyone
hour.
Everyone calm down.
Yeah, take a step back, too, by the way. People are starting to get close and pushy. We're done with selfies for the time being. Andreas is done fighting people off. So let's just keep it together now, people, until we only got a short period of time, and if we want to get through this the right way, let's all be orderly. Is that too much to ask? Otherwise, Barry's going to hang himself again. You got the white man's overbite going there right now. What's going on?
Just seeing
what's
how
on
long,
your mind?
Seeing how long you drug that out.
You tell me. What, I asked you. You tell me what else you want to talk about.
Did you see this article about Thomas Dimitroff, the Atlanta Falcons GM, saying that he would like both teams to get a chance in overtime? Yeah, I bet you would.
Yes, yeah.
I bet when you lose the Super Bowl in overtime that you want the rule changed.
Without question.
This was on ProFootballTalk.com, and he just talks about how I'd love to have a chance, of course, but that's not where we're at right now, and I'm a big league guy, so I'm supportive of where we're at right now. But, yeah, I would like to have a chance. And the best part is actually the comments of the article. Some of them say, like, if you want an opportunity, your defense has to stop the other team, plain and simple. Falcons had their chance and screwed it up. A 25-point lead isn't enough. I'd like to have the rules changed. That's a great one. And then somebody said, I'm in favor of employing an OC that understands the importance of running the ball.
Running the football, yep.
When you have a lead and a head coach that'll veto passing plays in favor of clock management. You just got to love that these guys come out and want to look at everything but what the reality of the game was. Now, it brings up a good question. Do you think that overtime in the Super Bowl and maybe the playoffs should be different than the regular season? I'd be okay with giving both teams in the Super Bowl a chance.
I don't even think it has to be
offense.
The Super Bowl. And I don't think it affects negatively anybody to be worse off if, regardless if it's a field goal or a touchdown, you give the other team a chance to score. I mean, look. We're already talking all the time about people trying to reduce this and reduce that and make the games quicker and do all these different things. And instead of taking away a break, if you make the overtime where each team gets a possession regardless, they're going to get plenty of advertisements in. They're going to make up that stuff too. And at least you know at the end of the day, hey, both teams got a fair shot. It's not that the you won the coin flip and you ended up scoring first and you win the game. On a touchdown, it used to be just a field goal. Now it's a touchdown. I think it's fair to have both teams get a shot.
I don't know that I care about the regular season as much. I mean, I'm fine with the rules as they are in the regular season. But I would like to see the playoffs and the Super Bowl maybe changed a little bit. You know, kind of like in soccer, you know, they'll have some sort of penalty kicks or whatever, right? There's never going to be a tie in a championship game. And I think if you have a tie in a championship game, I think it should be somewhat different. And because it is a special circumstance. I mean, it's the Super Bowl.
I get that, but the only reason why I would disagree on the regular season is because what if you've got, you know, a division that beats the hell out of each other, but you got the second meeting between the two teams, they're evenly matched, the winner's going to win the division. The loser, because of the fact that it's a tough division, isn't going to get a wild card. And you don't have the rules where, at least in the overtime, if it's evenly matched, each team gets a chance to score. I would just do it across the board, unify it across the board, make that rule consistent.
I don't have a problem with that. I like the way college does it. From that, I mean, I don't know about starting on the 25-yard line in the pros. I'd rather see kickoff and go from there. But I don't know. To me, it is different, though. I get what you're saying about fighting for it, but the regular season and the postseason, two completely different animals.
I just would hate to see a team.
Because they do it now all the way through. So what's the just make the rule change for the Super Bowl, and then see how that goes. And there's not that many overtimes in the Super Bowl to begin with.
Right.
So I don't know.
But I would just do it across the board. But I mean, we each have our opinion. I think regardless, you're just looking for the way to make it as fair as possible. And I agree. I was going to ask you about what your thoughts were on college. I would do, if I could change college, instead of having each team get the ball on the 35-yard line, I'd have each team kick off. And if you're good enough to drive it all the way down the field on their defense and score, hey, then, the other team gets a shot to do the same thing. And if you can stop them, you win the game. But at least you get a fair shake. Because after that, if it's a good game, after the game, I don't want to hear the people whining about, well, we didn't get it. Just exactly what we're talking about with Dimitrov. I don't want to hear people say, well, we didn't even get a chance to get the ball.
So you'd rather them kick off twice, right? Or is it you get two possessions based off of a kickoff? So if in college you're saying they go down and score a field goal or a touchdown, they kick off again? And the other team gets the ball back. But if it's a turnover on downs or a punt, then that's it? Each team is out of possession?
Each team's out of possession.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let us know what you think. Please do it via text message or Twitter because calls have been a disaster today. So we won't be doing that. I don't even want to get into Kurt Lowe. I'm getting all these tweets because evidently based on my opinions on the Rockets and the Warriors, I've used some formula that in his mind that has completely skewed my view against the Rockets, because if anything that I've said even remotely goes against the Rockets, he blows a gasket. So,
did you see this article about Tim Duncan naming his baby after a Guardians of the Galaxy character?
Yeah.
So Channing Frye said it's because he had a kid and they named it Quill. Q-U-I-L-L. And Channing Frye said, it's Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord. His original name is Peter Quill, and he's, really just cool as bleep.
Okay.
To which Duncan added, my girlfriend, she also writes a lot, so it's like a pen quill. It's a combination of all things.
It's kind of a cool name.
Quill?
Yeah, it's different. Unique.
I guess.
I mean, after seeing Chardet and spelled the way it was yesterday, I mean, anything's possible.
Because the first thing I thought of was NyQuil.
I thought the quill of a pen.
I don't know. I can think of other superhero, I guess.
Did it show the picture of the girlfriend?
Marvel comic book heroes? No.
Because if it's the same one that it was ever
since
he got
Vanessa
divorced.
Vanessa Macias, is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for the love and thoughts welcoming our little soul changer, Quill. First of all, calling your baby a soul changer is weird.
That's weird, yes. But she can say whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's pretty strong.
Yeah, she's been the sideline reporter for the Spurs.
Has she?
Yeah, I think that's how they met. But I can tell you, way to go, Tim Duncan, because she is that's very well played by Tim Duncan. The big fundamental, he played that well. Yeah, she's rather good.
Yeah, he did indeed. I'm looking through the pictures. Not bad. Not bad at all. Kind of okay, I'm not going to judge. How about that? I'm just going to leave it at, he did all right. He did good. Huh? Jesse's asking if she's hot. I mean, she's hot.
By Barry's standard, she may be a 5 to 6.
She's kind of got a weird-looking face. She does. She's kind of, you know, like kind of a long face, but she's still hot. I mean, I wouldn't be like, no, God, you're so gross. Like, I have very low standards overall.
No, come on, you would.
I know. I'm very picky. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't dismiss her. That's for sure.
I would hope not.
Her bio is kind of weird. Lover of words, hater of crybabies, literacy advocate, workaholic student, lover of sports and Nutella.
And now the quill.
Yeah. And attention, apparently. Lover of attention.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was weird. Quill. What Marvel comic book hero would you name your kid after?
No clue.
You don't know any of the Marvel
Rogue.
Characters?
I mean, I know the Rogue. Characters, but...
Rogue?
I mean, if I had a daughter.
Right? Okay. That's not bad. I like
Rogue?
That.
Yeah. A daughter named Rogue?
Yeah, that's
pretty
good. I mean,
that's the closest name to a normal human name out of all the characters, okay. Right?
I thought you might go Spidey.
No. Rogue.
Oh. That's actually pretty good.
Can I just go Robin?
That's DC, bro. Like, that's not even see, the, that's not even Marvel.
You guys.
I'd go Groot. No, I wouldn't do that. That's not good. I don't know. Like, there's a couple. Like, Loki's not bad for a guy.
Yeah, Loki's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I would name my son Loki.
You're against Quill.
Or Thing.
You're against Quill, but you're for Loki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Mystique? What about Mystique? Would you name your daughter Mystique?
I don't like that name at all.
Then she'd be destined for a pole, and no, that ain't happening.
What about Storm? What about Storm?
No, again, another one.
I definitely wouldn't name my daughter Iron Fist. I'm not naming my daughter that.
I wouldn't name your son that either, but although if he was a boxer, that might be good, but otherwise, you might be talking to Dr. Tingle.
Yeah, let's see. That's all, I mean, that's... Gamora, that's not that good. Wasp? No. I'm not that.
But if you stay tuned on Stage 1, Storm will be performing next. All right. Let's hear what song you want to have played. Barry and Joel from Twin Peaks. Nick back at the studio. We are the usual suspects, and we keep rolling along here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 and Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Ooh, don't upset Jenny.
Hey, Joel, Nick.
It's been one of those days, but we've continued to persevere and play through it. So we appreciate you guys sticking with us. Some nice tweets coming in that regard, so we appreciate you.
Hey, real quick, I mentioned it earlier.
Oh, right,
in the 2 o'clock hour, so it's a little late. But I did want to give away a pair of passes to Whatever Fest this weekend. You can go to whateverfest.com for details on where it is, because I don't even know where it is, to be honest with you. I have no idea yet. Haven't even looked. I just know I'm performing Saturday at 2:30, but this will be for a pair of passes. So if you want to go to Whatever Fest, be caller number 5, 713-780-3776. Turn it in, and you'll have a pair of passes. That's to Whatever Fest, 713-780-3776, caller number 5. What's up, man? How's it going? All right.
That's Clarence, man.
Clarence, dude, what up, man? I never met you before.
See?
I know.
He was at the early trailer
Clarence
wheel and cream.
Clarence is in the house. Nick, have you met Clarence?
Not in person, unfortunately.
Are we even on? You've never met Clarence?
Nope, never.
Well,
never in person.
And he said he's glad he's never met you. I don't know why he's being so mean.
That's not nice, Clarence.
device used to for lack of, it just sounded like a bong. He swears it was a dog. By the way, my wife said she was very appreciative because anybody that adopts a rescue, that's fantastic. But, Barry, you remember, it didn't sound like a dog. It sounded like either it was snoring or it was a bong.
Bong? You don't smoke weed, Clarence? I wish y'all could have seen Clarence's face. He hesitated. He looked around like, I don't know, next question. Yeah, I plead the fifth.
He definitely wasn't answering that one. That is for dang sure.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So,
did you hear that Trump might be throwing out the first pitch?
And now he's not. Now
they said no?
Yeah, now they said no. The White House said.
Would have got it to the plate. Let's be real.
Now, he's done it twice before, and the pictures, you want to see the white man's overbite?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up for you. I mean, he...
Well, did he get it to the plate either time?
I never saw it. It wasn't video. It was just Snapchat. Hey, we'll try this again. Seems like we've done this before. We were talking about Donald Trump throwing out the first pitch before we had more technical difficulties.
And you said he did it twice. He's not doing it now. They said no conflict of schedule. But I gotta be honest with you. I don't think he doesn't strike me. I mean, you've seen the pictures of him golfing, right?
Yeah. Oh no, he's a good golfer.
No, that's great. But to just see the body on that dude.
Yeah. Well, there's the picture I was talking about. There's one of them.
What in the hell?
That is like the most god awful face.
Like, I don't know that he gets it there in two hops. I said he probably two hops it, but that may not be the case.
Well, remember now, he doesn't have much of a grip. Got those small hands.
He does. He does. And he's definitely not accurate with it. I definitely see him, you know, a couple feet up the first baseline, three hopping.
I could. Well, you know, or I could.
Waiters
throwing a lollipop.
Waiters having to get out there and scramble.
I could
to get
see
it.
Him throw the rainbow, the lollipop.
You think so?
Just to make sure that he gets it over, because you know he's an ego dude. So he's not going to want to be the guy that bounced it.
That's probably why he's got a quote unquote scheduling conflict, because he probably practiced. And they were like, bro, you throw like a girl. Like, this is terrible.
Well, if we could go back.
Maybe he fell down one time because he's so clumsy.
We need to find the video. He's done it twice before.
I want to see it.
Yankees and I want to say Mets, but that would give us a better indication if the delivery has issues.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the face in itself, I'm sure the White House looked at it and said, hey, based on the pictures of the last time you did this, we should probably not do this.
Yeah.
Because that's flat out awful. Right now, I want to tell you, while we're still on the air, about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a great program, and it is basically all because of you. If you're looking around and you have a junker, whether it's working or not, whether it's a car, a boat, a trailer, a motorcycle, anything like that, and it's collecting dust and rust, and you want to get rid of it, well, here's what you do. You call Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, or you just get them online, HoustonCarsForKids.com, 713-225-4226. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They come and get it. They tow it free of charge. They do all the paperwork, and you get a tax deduction. So basically, you'll probably get back for it what you would have gotten after you took out an ad in the paper and or tried to sell it on your own. And at the same time, you're doing something great for the kids of Houston, Texas, because there are kids out there trying to get a second chance at an education, and they don't need all of the side distractions that can get in the way. So, excuse me, when you donate your vehicle, it turns into eyeglasses, bus passes, hot meals, book money, everything they need to be successful in their second chance to get an education. It's a great program, and right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. I'm telling you right now, Houston Cans Cars for Kids program is a great program in a great city, and you're helping the people in your own backyard. As always, with the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on I-10 and Kirkwood. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We have lost The Usual Suspects. They were at Twin Peaks. I don't know where they're at now. Producer Nick with you, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 97.5.com. Be sure to check out the Twitter handles. Barry is funny, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel for Joel Blank. The Rockets are set to face the Golden State Warriors tonight. Big game. James Harden obviously going through some wrist issues, but it'll be really interesting to see how he plays through that. But a lot going on. Here's some post-game audio of how he feels he's being complimented by the teammates and how happy he is with the team.
He compliments me very well. You know, he plays extremely hard. He does all the intangible things and things that probably don't show up on the stat sheet, but get us a lot of wins. And so you know, I'm happy to have him on my team.
Sweet ass, we're back with 3 minutes to go. Guess who's ready for this 3 minutes of hell to be over with? This guy!
Yeah, this has been
an out-and-out
disaster. Not any fault of ours. We were here.
I've had relationships with crazy chicks less complicated than this.
This has
my
been
word.
Trying on everyone involved.
I don't even know why we should have just punted this to like a greatest hits or something.
You said it best, the unusual suspects with Nick and Jung, and they should have just taken it from the studio
yeah.
and we would have been okay. But instead, no.
Oh, now we've got to kill 2 minutes, which is pretty much what it's down to.
Yeah.
It's killing 2 minutes. Shout out to Clarence for coming out and witnessing this disaster.
This
unmitigated disaster of a show. People are texting and saying, what the hell is wrong there's like some weird fuzzy things going on and cutting out, and people are asking if it's your fault, Joel.
I saw you jump right on the hashtag thanks Joel bandwagon. Yeah.
There's a man at the end of the bar just yelling for no reason now. This is all just downhill. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting tweets that said it's not the same with just Nick.
60 seconds. Hey, I tell you what, Nick. If you think I'm sitting here for 60 more seconds, pal, you are sadly mistaken. Laminac out.
He's not lying, kids. The headset came off, and he is donezo. We are about to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. I thought they had problems from Beaumont when I was driving home listening to them, and they were going in and out just a little bit. Nothing quite like this, kids, but nothing like that to show you just how dedicated we are to stick with you guys and try to persevere through. Tomorrow, thankfully, we're back in the studio, so we will have a full show back in the studio. Nick can't wait to see us. They'll have Barry's going as well, so we'll have reports from Nick and Barry on the Rockets-Warriors game. We can talk about that. We can talk about anything and everything you want to talk about. So please make sure you join us Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. Stay tuned for the Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.